This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. Last week I read to you about Tom Lightning from a document donated to the Rose Oconee Museum by Kelly Falk. It's a study of three Chippewa families from Warroad and their historical and cultural contributions to the area. The document is by Grace Landine in 1972 and uses interviews with family members to relate their stories. I'll continue reading today, starting with Tom Lightning's wife's story. Mrs. Tom Lightning, whose maiden name was Ethel Gardner, was the daughter of a Chippewa woman and an Englishman. Her father was involved with shipping freight and supplies out of Warroad. She was married to Tom Lightning just before the turn of the century, probably in 1898 or 1899. In 1916, Tom Lightning was skinning a moose and accidentally stabbed himself with a knife just above the knee. Blood poisoning resulted, and Tom's leg had to be amputated. This made it necessary for Mrs. Lightning to do the heavy work of a man to help support their family. She was a courageous woman. Mrs. Lightning spoke in the Chippewa language and told the following story about her camping trip. Her daughter Margaret did the interpreting. The following is Ethel's story, as close to the actual wording as could be recorded. We started out from here, Warroad, about in April. We had a big horse sleigh that my husband Tom made by hand out of oak. We cut the tree ourselves, whittled it down with an axe, and finished it off with a sharp knife. It was nice and strong. Tom also put iron runners on it to pull easier. This was the way we loaded up our tramping supplies. First, we would load up the canoe and food. Then next was added the camping equipment. Finally, there would be traps to last for a month or more. We carried a little airtight stove that was to be used in the tent. We always waited until the snow was all gone off the ground and gone from the lake ice before we started on our journey. After we loaded up our sleigh with Tom in it, I started pulling the big load across the lake on the ice. We couldn't very well take a horse on this trip because the ice was too weak, and when the lake opened up, we couldn't leave a horse out across the lake. We had a big dog once, and the dog used to help pull the sled. It wasn't too bad. We made pretty good time. It started out about 8 o'clock and got to Buffalo Point around 2 o'clock. This would be about 8 miles. There was a cabin at Buffalo Point, and we stayed there 2 weeks. I trapped all that time while Tom stayed in the cabin and cooked for me. Tom would skin out the muskrats I brought home and he put them on boards to dry so they would be ready for market. Sometimes I would trap as many as 100 muskrats there. Then we would make another move to Reed River in Manitoba, Canada. We had our sleigh on ice all the time. We were there along with the canoe and some of the equipment. Tom and I started out early in the morning, just at daybreak, for our trip to Reed River. I was still pulling Tom with the trapping and camping equipment. No trouble at all, we just went right along. After we got on the other side of Buffalo Point, the sun was just coming up. It looked so pretty and the weather wasn't cold. We could see a long way out on the lake and could almost see where we were heading for. We didn't think it was hard to travel that way. We enjoyed it. From there we went right straight across to Reed River about 30 miles and we never stopped for any lunch, just kept right on going until we got there late in the afternoon. Down Reed River we went for about 1 mile or more. We made lunch before we made camp. Then we set up the tent. I had to go out in the woods to cut the poles for the tent and to cut hay to put around the tent walls to keep the draft out. The stove was set up and more hay had to be gathered for our mattresses inside the tent. We were both busy setting up camp. Tom worked like any two-legged man. I would haul the wood for our stove, and Tom would saw it up and split it. We had just enough for the night, so we both settled down after dark. It was so quiet out there, but we could hear wolves howling a long way out. I was listening to the wolves when I fell asleep. The next morning, I woke up, and I could hear birds singing. Tom got up and built a fire, and it didn't take long to warm up the tent. I got up and made breakfast in an open fire outside the tent, but we ate inside. We ate the dried meat and fish that we carried along when traveling. After breakfast, I went out and set some traps in the muskrat houses. I had seen a lot of good signs, so I set 20 traps. I was so happy to go back to the tent and give Tom the good news. There were a lot of good signs. I told him, I think we are going to make good. I had a good catch the next morning when I went to lift my traps before breakfast. I caught 10 rats, which was good. Each day I got more and would set more traps. After the ice was gone in the river, then Tom helped me. We went with the canoe. We had all kinds of meat after Tom could get around with canoe. He shot a deer and dried some of the meat to keep. We also had a short fish net we set out after the ice was gone. We had some fish we dried and smoked. It was really good that way. We stayed there about 3 weeks and got about 200 more rats. The big lake was open, but we waited a few days for good weather for traveling. We went in a canoe toward Oak Island to take our furs to market. We followed the shoreline all the way down to Oak Island, Minnesota. The first day on the canoe on the big lake, we must have gone 40 miles. The lake was not too rough. We made camp at Driftwood Point. It took us 3 days to get to Kenora, Ontario. That is where we sold our fur to a fur buyer by the name of Myers Selby. We didn't do much shopping there, just one little thing for each of our children. Tom and I started out on our journey back the same way we went up. We got home safely and everybody was happy to see us. This wasn't only 1 year that we did this. We did this all our lives, trapping, commercial fishing, and in the winter times we worked in logging camps. Tom had a good team of workhorses to haul pulpwood logs. We did beadwork, made moccasins, mittens, and snowshoes and sold them. We worked at anything. Mrs. Lightning was an amazing person. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.